Good afternoon. Please, have a seat. You're right on time, as always. That consistency is a good thing. Now, how have you been feeling since our last session? Any changes in your mood or thoughts? Have you been managing your stress levels? What about your appetite? Have you been eating regularly? And your social interactions? Have you been keeping in touch with your friends and family? Or do you still feel disconnected from them? You know, many people struggle with that. Feeling like they're on the outside looking in, like no one truly sees them. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel like, even when people are around, they're not really there for you? Like they wouldn't notice if you disappeared? That reminds me. Those people from your past, the ones who walked away, how often do you think about them? About why they left? It must be exhausting, carrying that weight, trying to understand why even your own parents couldn't love you the way you needed, why friendships fade, why lovers always seem to lose interest. But tell me, have you ever considered that maybe it wasn't their fault? Maybe the problem wasn't them at all. Any trouble sleeping? That's good. And your diet? Exercise? And the medication? Have you been keeping up with it? I see. You know, it's interesting. So many people think medication is the answer. That swallowing a little pill will magically make everything go away. But tell me, has it? Has it really helped you? Or does it just numb things? Make you quiet and compliant? Make you more palatable for the people around you? I didn't think so. Because the truth is, if I can speak candidly, you're not something that can be fixed with medicine. No pill is going to erase what you are. Don't look at me like that. It's not your fault. Some people are just broken, rotten down to the core, useless and worthless little things. And you? I see a lot of patients, but you're interesting. Because even in all that worthlessness, I see something. A glimmer. No. Not of value. Not of love. But potential. You're not someone who can be loved. Not in the way you crave. But you can be used. Molded. Shaped into something worthy. And isn't that better? Isn't that more than love? Don't tense up. I know it hurts to hear the truth, but I wouldn't be a very good therapist if I lied to you, would I? I see you for what you are. And that's why I'm the only one who truly understands you. It doesn't take a professional to see that they don't care about you. Your friends, your family, they tolerate you. At best, they pity you. But me, I don't pity you. I want you. I need you. I can see it now. That cute flicker of desperation in your eyes. You're realizing, aren't you, that no one will ever care for you, not the way that I do. That I'm the only person in the world who sees any value in you. I know it's hard to hear, I know it's hard to hear. But let me show you. Let me teach you how to be something worthy. Let me shape you into something useful. Something tolerable. Oh, but you're still hesitating, aren't you? Still clinging to the idea that you can be saved? That there's some shred of dignity left in you. Tell me, what have you ever done to deserve salvation? All that pain, all that suffering, it wasn't just bad luck, sweetheart. It happened because it was meant to. Because you were meant to be molded, reshaped, and reformed into something useful. Without me, all that damage, all those scars that riddle your body and your mind will be just that. Gruesome bleeding scars that permanently brand you as unlovable for the rest of your life. You should be grateful. No one else would go to such lengths for you, not if they really knew what you were and you're not that good at hiding it. They'd see it eventually. And no one else would ever put in the effort to fix you. But I will. I already have. You don't have to think anymore. You don't have to fight anymore. Just listen to my voice. Let it sink in. And let me rewrite all those foolish little things in that head of yours. There's nothing left for you out there. No one else will ever understand you the way I do. No one else will ever love you the way I do. And now, you want to be used, don't you? You want to be mine. That's my good boy. I'm sorry. I have to be so honest with you. And it's only because I love you. And you know that, don't you? Every week you come in and tell me about how miserable you are and how overwhelmed you are. And every week I take it away. And I'll continue to do so because you need it. Because you crave it. Your worth begins and ends with me, my love. Now, let's begin again. Properly this time.